Anna, congratulations on your special accolade here at Roland Garros. We've just seen highlights from your Roland Garros victory on the big screen. Tell us how that felt watching it back.
Well, as I was preparing for today, I really was promising that I will not cry. And it was very hard to hold my tears back. It brought a lot of emotions, actually. And it was so wonderful. And I do have a very special bond with this place and Philippe Chartier. And to walk on and see my family there, it was very hard, but sweet at the same time.
Anna, how's life been treating you ever since you decided not to play professionally anymore? How are you enjoying it? What do you miss? What do you enjoy most?
It's never easy. It's been my whole life, but I really enjoy my time, not having to have every day schedule made for me and having a little bit more freedom in that. I've been busy. I do miss competition, but I get to travel a little bit on my own terms, which is a little bit different, and get a chance to walk around, explore, and not having to sort of save my energy for the match days, and I don't have to take care of jet lag and all those things. But I still watch a lot. I keep in touch with some of my friends on tour, and it was very emotional to be back here for the first time on the tennis tournament.
How often do you actually play tennis these days?
Well, to be honest, it was a little bit busy time, so I haven't played that much. I definitely plan to play a little more. I have some exhibitions coming up, so I'm going to be playing.
Anna, you have given the game a lot. What has the game of tennis given you, and what would you like to say to young people to inspire them to play tennis in future?
Well, it's been my life, and it has given me my life. So I was very honored and blessed to have opportunity to do something I love. And I always try to encourage people to live healthy and to play sport. And because I started as a young girl watching Monica play, so I try to inspire young people to do that. And also, since I kind of distanced myself a little bit from the sport and being in that sort of circle, I learned even more as well about what I achieved, and I really appreciate much more what other girls and guys go through, because it is very unique and sometimes lonely, but very rewarding.
Anna, can you see yourself in a little further future coming back as a coach, as a super coach?
Not really. I do want to focus on leading the healthy life and being fit, but I can't really see myself as a tennis coach. Maybe as a mentor to help here and there a little bit as advice, but definitely not on tour.
Anna, don't you think that you stopped a little early, since the level of the women tennis in these days is not probably as great as it was when you were fighting and winning and so on? That's one question. And the second is, what do you think about your Serbian friend Djokovic and his apparent crisis?
Well, I don't think you choose the time you stop according to the tour at the time. So it depends who you are. Some people would say I stopped too late, some would say too. I think everyone feels when it's the right time for them, and it definitely wasn't a decision overnight. There were so many factors that influenced that decision for me, and it's been now almost 6 months, and I do not regret it. I am very happy where I'm at the moment, and I'm still learning a lot, and I want to improve, I want to share everything I've learned. So I think it was the right time for me. I do miss it sometimes. Like I said, when I watch, I miss competition. But I don't miss the really questions. Why did you lose? What happened today? Well, I really believe Novak will come back. I think it's amazing what he's done, being on top for so long. It's not easy to maintain that level. It's maybe a little bit more easier than men's than women's, but still, I think it's amazing. And sometimes you just need a break. And also, the tour doesn't really give you that time to sort of reflect and enjoy also the success. So sometimes it takes a little time, but I'm sure he'll be back.
Welcome back to Paris. So now in women's tennis, a lot of stuff is going on. Like Maria Sharapova came back, and Petra Kvitova, she also came back from that tragedy. And Serena is pregnant, and maybe in this tournament we are going to have a new champion. Could be a very young champion. So in your eyes, how do you see current women's tennis situation?
Well, like I said, I do follow and I do enjoy to watch. And I think you always see a change of generations. And I'm sure there is a lot of new stars coming up. And, you know, we have Yelena today winning the match, which I can relate to. And I think it's going to come back, you know, in that sense of having the rivalries like we had and I had when I was first starting. So, yeah, I'm sure it will happen again, and you already have some great matches.
Anna, what's the biggest project at the moment you're forcing?
Well, as I said, I have idea to create something that will show people to share what I learned in sort of like how you combine being healthy, being fit, also handling stress, because not only do we go through sort of stress and anxiety when we play, but also in everyday lives, people go through that, whether it's job, whether it's personal life. So I want to kind of create some kind of content to share that with the people. And I was really surprised when I sort of went to America, how welcome that was. So that is the project we are at the moment working most on. And we do have some offers, and we are just checking which way to go about it. Yeah, it is quite busy actually, and I enjoy that. I still feel like I want to be in one spot and not travel so much, but I do enjoy going for trips, and I love being back here. And I'm sure I will be back in London and New York and all great places. Yes, at the moment it's not on my schedule for next few weeks. It's quite busy, but yes, in the future, definitely.
Anna, besides winning here in 2008, is there any other exciting moments in your career you remember for the rest of your life? Can you share with us?
Yes, there are so many. There are so many moments that I will never forget. And lots of these moments are actually coming from Paris. But then there are also some great memories from Singapore, playing there the year-end championships, the great matches I played in Cincinnati, when I won Indian Wells, Australian Open. So, you know, also winning Auckland. There are some moments, I think, in each player's career that maybe from the outside it doesn't seem like a match. But for us players, they are very precious.
When you watched yourself back hosting the trophy almost a decade ago, did it feel like just yesterday, or did it feel like a decade ago?
Well, in a way, it feels like other lifetime, but on the other side, it really felt like I was here yesterday playing and competing, so it's still very young. Sort of like I feel like I was here yesterday, really. Yeah, very emotional.
Are you spending some time in Chicago? Is that true? And if so, talk about Chicago. What do you love about it? What don't you love about it? Are the Cubs as good as they're made out to be? And secondly, a second question, if I could. If you could play one player who you've never played, who would that player be?
Okay, so that's actually the hard question. The easy one is, it's been like a quick change, and first time for me that I kind of settled down somewhere. I really like the city. People are super friendly. It's lovely having a lake there, and the Cubs are good. It's fun. Although I do like hockey. It was my first hockey game ever, and I really enjoy the energy, but the wind. The only thing. Seriously, the wind. It's not a question if it's windy or not. It's a question if it's sunny or not. The wind is always there. But it's been really exciting times, yeah.
And one player,
I would love to have opportunity to play with Monica. Of course, that's been my dream. And I would love to also test myself against some of the young players coming up.